In Libya, the interim leadership says it has captured several key areas in the south, but is still struggling to get control of two of ousted leader Muammar Gaddafi's strongholds. And the leader of the NATO mission in Libya today said that mission continues because Gaddafi is still at large and his supporters are still well-armed and offering stiff resistance. Holdouts in Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte and Bani Walid are said to be hard supporters of the former ruler because they believe they have no choice but to resist or face war crimes charges. The BBC's Richard Galpin reports on the fighting around Sirte.
A helicopter landing at a base held by forces of the interim government, not far from the front line on the western side of Sirte. These, the first aircraft of the Libyan Air Force to start flying again. Now in the hands of the fighters who seized Tripoli a month ago, and who today are trying to defeat the remnants of the Gaddafi regime so they can complete their revolution. But the helicopters here are not for combat. They're picking up the growing number of casualties as the fighting drags on around Sirte. The pilot, Colonel Issam Dreza, says he's proud to be helping defeat Gaddafi's men. But he told me they'd picked up dozens of seriously wounded fighters over the past week. Around eight had died, he said, despite being flown back quickly to a well-equipped hospital in Misrata. Much closer to the centre of Sirte, we saw doctors at a first aid point trying to stabilise casualties brought in from the battlefield. More than 50 have been killed and many more wounded in just a week of fighting on the western side of the town. Most of the men who opened up the western front are battle-hardened veterans from Misrata, and it's claimed there are thousands of them. So what's gone wrong? Why have they made so little progress? They certainly have heavy weapons at their disposal. We saw artillery, rocket launchers and tanks all being moved around the outskirts of Sirte. But according to Farage, who was manning an artillery position, they're not using them to target the Gaddafi loyalists who are dug in around the town centre.
We cannot target our enemies within the towns, you know, because they will cause so many casualties within the civilians. We are trying to avoid. These are our brothers, our friends, their families, their children, their old ladies. We are trying not to use them for that. That's the main reason. We are completely different to the man. That's why we revolt against him, because he used those weapons against us. So we cannot be like him. We must be different.
And if you did use them, how long would it take to actually gain control of Sirte?
I think if we use them within 24 hours, Sirte will be in our control completely. But the casualties will be too high.
So the battle here is very much like that around Bani Walid. Groups of fighters in pickup trucks, armed with anti-aircraft guns, rocket-propelled grenades and assault rifles, trying to push towards the town centre by day, but then pulling out before sunset to rest, recuperate and get more ammunition, giving Gaddafi's professional, hardcore men ample opportunity to counterattack. But now, one of the most senior military commanders of the interim government has called for a complete change in tactics. I met General Suleiman Mahmoud Al-Abadi just after he'd also been down to the front lines. I asked him about the new orders.
I gave them commands and order to hold ground and to simply try and get the areas where the heavy artillery and heavy war equipment from the current Gaddafi's troops to be captured and held in order for them to continue the advance. And this will change in the 24 hours to 48 hours.
So how long is this going to take? When do you think your forces will actually take control of Sirte?
When they will follow the commands and the orders, I believe that within the coming 48 hours, Sirte will be liberated.
That report from the BBC's Richard Galpin in Libya.